We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Yibum, Halacha Gimel. We're in the middle of paragraph Aleph. We're up to the sub-paragraph, V'lovoi Lemunas Chachamim. In our editions, it's page 155, the right-hand column, about a quarter of the way down. This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 57 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nizal speaks about a number of important topics, especially the topic of emunas chachamim, faith in tzaddikim, faith in rabbis. And Rabbi Nizal gives us some of the basic information that we need from that Torah on which he's going to build his halacha. V'lovoi le'emunas chachamim, in order for a Jew to be zochet to faith in chachamim, Hualiyadei neder. That is achieved by a vow. And the Meforshim, the commentaries on Likutei Moran over there, explain that this refers to a person taking a vow and fulfilling it immediately. We know that vows are a very delicate, dangerous subject. There's a whole Gemara Nedarim that speaks about it, and the Gemara in general seems to try to dissuade us from making vows, usually to stay away from all vows, except nidrei zirus, except when a person makes a vow, to give him a little bit of extra motivation, an extra push a little bit, to do something that he wants to do. Those kind of vows are permitted, but even those are very delicate and dangerous. But in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal discusses that subject, and we know that there are many places throughout the Torah where this is discussed, the issue of neder. So Rabbi Nizal says there that the way a person achieves emunas chachamim is through neder, and he shows us there in Likutei Moran that when the Torah speaks about Hashem taking away from us our rabbis, our leaders, it uses the term pele, that Hashem is going to strike at us with a makah mufla, a wondrous punch, a very powerful punch. And when the Torah speaks about neder vows, it also uses that term pele, wondrous. And Rabbi Nizal makes the association that neder helps a person achieve emunas chachamim. Shehu bechinas Yaakov. And we know that neder is associated with Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas, as the Torah tells us, that when Yaakov Avinu was searching for his mate, Vayidar Yaakov Neder. He made a very special vow to Hashem. Vaydeze zoiche lemunas chachomim. And by a person making a neder and fulfilling it properly, he is zoiche temunas chachomim. Ki haneder hu bechinas plios chochma. Because neder is referred to in the Torah as pele, ki yafli lindor. Shehu shoyresh hachachomim. The term pele, plios chachma, is the source from which the chachomim draw from. Vaideze shov umamin bohem. Therefore, by a person acting properly regarding neder, this helps a person correct any mistakes that they might have been making till then in the area of emunas chachomim, and to be zeche to renew his faith in Chachamim. Ayin Shom, look over there in the beginning of that chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 57, where Rabbi Nizal speaks about this. Vaydeze nistaknim yedei hamalach hanal. And also through neder, a person repairs anything that might be wrong with the angel that Rabbi Nizal speaks over there, an angel who receives a flow of sustenance from Hashem and passes on that sustenance to the world. And through this also, a person is zocher that the light of the forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, shines in him. And through this also, the person is zocher to rise up, to be elevated, and to enjoy the true pleasure of Shabbos. Bechinas shin bas. We know that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the word Shabbos can be broken up into two parts. The letter shin, which represents Tlas Avron, the three forefathers of the Jews. The shin has three heads to it. And Bas, the remaining letters Bas, Bechinas Emuna. The Bas represents Malchus, which is Emuna, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Va'oinig Shabbos ze Bechinas Achila Bigdusha. The pleasure of Shabbos refers to eating properly, eating with holiness. Ki me'achilas Shabbos ein lahasitrachra shum chelik klal uklal. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when a Jew eats during the week, if they eat properly, 100%, both spiritually and physically, then the food helps the holiness of the person and the holiness of the world. If the person eats improperly in any way, then that food feeds the sitra achra. It feeds the other side, the opposition to holiness. But the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that on Shabbos, from the food that a Jew eats on Shabbos, the sitra achra cannot participate in that whatsoever, cannot draw from that whatsoever. The yochoil lifoil b'achila Shabbos, mashepoil betainis. And a Jew can accomplish by eating on Shabbos the same powerful results as fasting, which means Hainu lahapil oivov lefonov, to be able to bring about the downfall of one's enemies, that they should fall before him. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Hakas habo mehakoved nisoirer hamekatreg hagodol shehu esav hu edoim. Because when a Jew, chas v'shalom, falls into anger, they lose control. That comes from the liver. That shows that the liver inside the person is acting up, because the liver is all red. It's all blood, redness, it's kas, anger. And when a person falls into anger, he activates the great prosecutor against the Jewish people, which is shehu mole dam. The liver is full of blood, and Esav is red. Umin hamekatreg hagodol, nisoyrim mekatregim al hodam akoyes. And from the great prosecutor, their spin-off, smaller prosecutors, who prosecute this person who allowed himself to get angry. Vioz, and when that happens, tziloi sor, that person's shadow leaves him, uponov noiflim, and that person's face, his spiritual face, falls. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Lomo chorolecho velomo naflu ponecho. Why are you angry? Why do you have a fallen face? Why is your face fallen? Vayideatsoim vatainis misakenzois. And Rabbeinu Zal elaborates over there in Likutei Moran, showing that when a Jew fasts, that's the opposite of anger. That corrects this problem. Ki biyoim she'odom oichel oz ha'koved nizoin tchila. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there from the Zohar HaKadosh that on a day during which a person eats, the order in which the food is processed in the body is that the liver receives first, then the heart, then the brain. That's the order on a day that a person is eating normally. Aval kishemesane, whereas when a Jew decides to fast, to abstain from eating, oz hamoyach nizoin tchila, then the person's brain receives nourishment first. The brain is in front of the heart and in front of the liver. Va'oz nichna hakoved, then the liver is in the back. The liver is subdued, shehu bechinas Esav, which symbolizes Esav. Avol kishezoich lebechinas achila Shabbos, Rabbeinu Zal shows there, when a Jew is zoich to eat on Shabbos, oz ein sorach letzoim, then that person doesn't need to fast. Ki poel ba'achilosoi mashepoal al yedei atzoim. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows there that by eating on Shabbos, a person accomplishes the same results of subduing the liver, subduing the redness, elevating the whiteness, the brain, through the eating on Shabbos. As the Pasuk says, V'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh. A stranger, an outsider, cannot eat from holiness, cannot benefit from holiness. Meaning that the food on Shabbos is referred to as holiness. When a Jew is eating on Shabbos, the outsider, the stranger, the Esavs, the prosecutors, cannot share in that in any way. They cannot draw any power from there. V'oz nichna hakoved. And then the liver is subdued. V'oz nizbatel koichoi. And then the koyach of the sitrachra of the other side is defeated. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in Truma, page 135, that on Shabbos, v'chol shultonei rugzin koilo arkin v'isabrina. All the forces of anger and the sitrachra all leave and are removed completely from the Shechina, from holiness. V'oz v'choilo ahava. And then we're zeche that there's no anger, there's no midas adin, there's just pure love. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ahava b'ta'anugim. There is love in pleasures. And we know that Shabbos is referred to as Oinig Shabbos. The mitzvah on Shabbos is the pleasure of Shabbos. So that Oinig generates Ahava, love, which is the opposite of Kas, anger, hate, prosecution. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there in Likut Imran, Ukedei laharbois hasholoim, and in order to increase peace, tzorech gam laharbois bitstoka, a person must increase their charity. V'chulu, and Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this over there. V'yesh chiluk bein hasholoim shel hatainis lahasholoim hanase al yedei oinig Shabbos. Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likut Imran that there's a difference between the kind of peace that's generated through fasting versus the kind of peace that's achieved by eating on Shabbos. Kechilik sheyesh ben chai lemedaber. And the difference is like the difference between an animal versus a human being. Kizeh b'china sholoim sheyesh loy peh. Because the peace that's achieved by eating on Shabbos is a peace which has speech associated with it. V'zeh, whereas the speech that's associated with fasting, b'chinas sholoim she'ein loy peh, represents a peace where the two sides are at peace with each other. They're not fighting, but they're also not talking to each other. They're not communicating with each other, but they're not fighting with each other either. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 18, Midyonim yashbis hagoyrol. Midyonim refers to machloikis. Yashbis means to subdue, to eliminate, to destroy. And Rabbeinu Zal uses this Pasuk over there in Likut Imran to show that Shabbos, the Achila Shabbos, eliminates machloikis. It leads to peace, a real peace. A piece that has speech associated with it. V'zeh b'chinas nefilas shar arom sholosh pamim, and this is tied into what that chapter in Likut Imran begins with. Over there, it begins with the Gemara, where they asked one of the rabbis, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, when is Moshiach going to come? He said, I'll tell you when. When the gate of Arom falls and is rebuilt, and falls again and is rebuilt again, and falls a third time. That's when you'll know that Moshiach is on the way. So Rabbeinu Zal shows there that by following all the advice in that chapter on Likut Imran, by repairing the Emunas Chachamim through Neder and through Achila Shabbos and all the different tikkunim there, through that will be zeichet to bring about the downfall of the gate of Aram three times, ad sheyovoi Moshiach, until it'll lead to the coming of Moshiach. Ayin Shom really understand and appreciate this halacha study that chapter on Likutei Moran very well. Paragraph Beis, v'ze b'chinas hachiyuv shemachuyuv kol echod la'asik b'yishuv ho'ilam. And this is tied into the obligation that every Jew has to be involved in perpetuating the world. Dehainu, which means lisa isha, to marry a woman, ulahoylet mimeno bonim, and to produce children through her. V'hi mitzvah harishayna b'toira. This is the first commandment in the Torah. Umi she'enoi mishtavel bozeh, and a person who abstains from this, who chooses not to do this, ve'enoi meniach hasishon bonam boilam, and does not leave behind children in the world, enoi yochol la'alois lamalo. That person's soul cannot go up to where it needs to go. Ve'tzorech tikun al yidei yibum v'chalitza. And that soul requires a tikkun, a special spiritual procedure, through yibum or chalitza. Ki isho yiras Hashem zebchinas emuna malchus kiyadua, because we know that the woman who is referred to as isho yiras Hashem, she represents Emuna, Malchus, in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Chassidus. We're always told that the woman represents Malchus, the lowest level of the Sphirois. She represents Emuna. Rabbeinu Zal said, if you want to learn real Emuna, go to the women. Bechinas Emunas Chachomim. And this also refers to faith in rabbis, in tzaddikim. Shehu Torah Shebal Peh. They are the oral Torah. Ki ish ve'isho heim b'chinas Torah shebechsav v'Torah shebalpeh k'yodua. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that man and woman represent the written Torah and the oral Torah. Ki ha'odom hu b'chinas ha'Torah. Because man is the Torah. Ki kol miramachei vorim u'shesagidim, because a human being is comprised of 248 organs and 365 tendons, shehein bechinas mitzvah yisaseh mitzvah lo yisaseh shebetorah, corresponding to the 248 positive commandments of the Torah and the 365 negative commandments. V'zeh bechinas, and this is why the pasuk says in Chumash Mamidbar, chapter 19, Zois ha-Torah, this is the Torah, Adam, man. Kimuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, as is found in a few places in the Likutei Moran, chapter 92, chapter 245. U'kemoi she'ein shleimus la-Torah shebichsav, b'loi Torah shebal peh, she'nim tzor l'chachonim, and just like the written Torah is not complete without the oral Torah, which was given over to the rabbis, v'alkein tzrichin emunas chachamim dafka, and this is why a critical piece of Judaism is faith in the rabbis, specifically, ki beloya chachamim, because without the rabbis, dahainu b'chinas Torah shebal peh, which who represent the oral Torah, ein yecholin likach dovor me'atorah, we cannot derive anything, we cannot understand anything from the written Torah, loy shum din v'loy shum halacha, ki b'ha-Torah ha-koil sosum, because in the written Torah, everything is hidden. You don't really see what it's talking about. Ki b'ha-Torah ein mefoirosh klal dinei tefillin. For example, in the written Torah, there is no clear description of the laws of the mitzvah of tefillin, im lasos mikesef, where they should be made out of silver, or me'or, or leather. V'chein shar kol ha-mitzvahs, and the same thing holds true regarding all the other mitzvahs. V'ikar kol ha-toyroh ein yoidin rak al yedei ha-chachomim. Therefore, the true understanding of Torah is only achieved through the rabbis, through the help of the rabbis. וכן כל החידושים שבתורה, שמחדשנו מילידן מהתורה איזה חידש, and so to any new thoughts that are derived from the Torah, וכן קיום העולם, וכל, and so to maintain the world, to keep the world going, וכל ההשפויס, וכל הדברים שבעולם, and the whole flow of shefa, of sustenance to the world, and everything in the world, shekulam ke'echod ein chiyusam ela me'atorah, whereby all of those things draw their life, their existence only through the Torah, shehi mechayes kulam, which is what gives life to all of them, ve'ikar chiyusam ve'kiyumam ve'ashbosam, hurak al yidei emunas chachamim shu'tor shebal peh. Their whole existence, their whole ability to be and to flow is only through faith in the rabbis, which means the Torah Shebal Peh. Ki kol ha-Torah tluyo bohem daika, because the entire Torah, the entire Judaism, is dependent on the Torah Shebal Peh, on the rabbis, on the tzaddikim. U'kemuvan b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly over there in chapter 57, Ki lohem nimsero ha-toira ledorsha, because the rabbis, they are the ones, the true rabbis, those who are really qualified, they are the ones to whom Hashem has given over the written Torah for them to expound, to explain, to clarify, to derive everything they need to derive from it. וכפי מה שהם דורשים את התורה בכל דור ודור, and based on how the rabbis of each and every single generation expound on the Torah and explain the Torah, for example, we had the prophets that followed Moshe Rabbeinu. That was one major period. They elaborated on the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then we had the rabbis of the Gemara, the Tanoim, the rabbis who gave us the Mishnah. They gave additional explanation and clarification of the Torah. And that was for a few hundred years. After that era was finished, you had the Amoraim, the next period. And then you had the Rabbonon Savoiroi, and the Goinim, and the Rishonim, and the Achronim. These are all different groupings of rabbis that led Klal Yisrael, each one for hundreds of years, where they were the ones who were the authorities on Torah during that period of time. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, according to how the rabbis of a particular period of time explain and expound the Torah, kemoi kein misnahe goylam, it's based on that controls how the world functions during that period. Kize onuroyin, because this is something that we see very clearly, שבכל איסו זמן ובכל יום ויום ממש נעשים שינויים גדולים. That in every different period of our history, and even in every single day, there are changes taking place in the world. The world is changing constantly. וכל אלו השינויים, and all of the changes and the development that's taking place in the world, who kefi ma shehachachomim mechadshin batorah, is based on how the rabbis are studying and expounding on the Torah. Umarkivin oisius haTorah, and are putting together different letters of the Torah and different words of the Torah. Kemoikein nasin shinuyim b'maisei bereishis, it's based on that's what affects changes in the creation, v'shinuyim b'chol oylam, and changes that take place throughout the entire world. Shebozeh hayoyim yesh gshomim harbe, ubozeh hayoyim yesh shiveshes, that on a particular day there are major rains, and during another season it's very dry, no rain at all. Ubozeh azman kar volach, and in certain seasons it's cold and wet, v'chulu etc. U'kiyotzei shar hashinuyim, and so too all the other changes that take place in the world. וכן השינויים שהם בין בני אדם. And so too the changes that take place among people. שזה אוילה וזה יוירד. This person is rising up, becoming a rising star, successful, and another person takes a fall, a major fall. וזה בורי, and this person is healthy, וזה להפך, and another person gets sick. ולפעמים כויבש זה המלך, and sometimes this king conquers, is successful. ולפעמים מלך אחר, and at times it's a different king that's successful. וכיוצא בזה שינויים לאין קץ בכל עת וזמן. And so too the infinite changes that are taking place in the world all the time. הכל כפי מה שהחכמים מחדשים ודורשים את התורה בכל דור ודור. The entire operation of the world, how the world functions and all the changes that are taking place in it are directly tied into how the rabbis of that particular time are studying the Torah and expounding on it and producing sfarim. All that's what's controlling the development and all the changes that take place throughout the entire world. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, uvetuvoi mechadesh bechol yoim tamid maase bereishis, that with Hashem's toiv he renews every single day the creation. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, and as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 33 in Likutei Moharan, ein toiv ela Torah, that the word v'tuvoi, the toiv, is the Torah. Ein toiv ela tzadik, and the word toiv refers to the tzadikim who teach us the Torah, who expound the Torah. Ki kol hachidushim shel ma'ase bereishis shemachadesh Hashem Yisborach b'chol yom tamid, because all of the new things that Hashem introduced when he first created the world and that occur newly, that are renewed each and every single day, hakol al yedei ha-Torah, all of it is being operated, is happening through the Torah. והעיקר תלוי על ידי הצדיקי הדור כפי מה שהם דורשים עושה בכל זמן. And it's especially dependent on and being controlled by the tzaddikim of the generation based on how they are teaching and using the Torah during that particular time. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Kemoikein, and so too, Ha'odam, man, Shehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas ha-Torah, who is the Torah, as we said before, v'ha-Torah hi b'chinas eitz pri oise pri. And we know that the Torah is productive. The Torah is constantly giving birth. It's constantly generating new thoughts, new ideas, new revelations. The Torah is called a tree that bears fruit. V'tzorech l'chadesh bo tomid chidushin doraisa. And therefore, people that are learning Torah are required to constantly be able to bring forth new things in Torah, to study new pages in Torah that they didn't learn before. And if they're studying pages that they did learn before already, to add new things to it. If before I learned it without Rashi, now I'm learning it with Rashi. If before I learned it with Rashi, the next time I learn it, I'm learning it with Rashi and Tosfos. Always learning new things until a person gets to a level where they themselves are able to bring forth new interpretations, new revelations in the Torah. Ulahoylid mimena droshos v'chidushim, to produce all kinds of interesting thoughts and ideas and everything from the Torah. V'ze ikar kiyum ha'olam kanal. And that's really what keeps the world alive. That's what keeps the world going. As long as the Torah is being studied properly and being renewed all the time, so Hashem renews the world also. V'chol ze tolui be'emunas chacham v'chinas Torah sheba peh kanal. And all of this is dependent on our connection to the rabbis, to the tzaddikim, emunas chachamim, which is the oral Torah. Kiman de goram loy raisa lemehevi yevesha, because the Zohar HaKadosh says, a Jew who causes the Torah to be dry, not to produce, a person who studies the Torah dry, without Mishnais, without the Gemara, without all of those Sfarim, without bringing forth new things in the Torah, Goydel Ha'oinesh Rachman Aslan. The Torah, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that person will be punished severely for it. V'alkein Tzorech Emunas Chachamim Dafka. This is why every single Jew must believe in the rabbis and have that serious connection to the rabbis, to the oral Torah. V'chein ha'odom, and so too, a human being, osur loy liyos sheyeh eitz yovesh. Just like the Torah, you're not allowed to allow the Torah to be dry, to have the Torah not producing new things, not being new every day. So too, a Jew is not allowed to be a dry twig. V'tzorech lo'oilodo ula'aposha ula'soga bi'alma. Each and every single Jew has to produce, has to create, has to increase the world. Ki kishenoilad odom bo'ilam, v'nimshach neshama bo'ilam, because when a new child is brought into the world, which also draws down a new soul, a soul into the world, ze b'chinas hischachus ha'toira mamish. That's the concept of the Torah being renewed. Ki ha'odom u'b'chinas ha'torah kam, because we learned earlier that man is a Torah. The Torah is comprised of 613 parts. Man is comprised of 613 corresponding parts. Vehu kiyum ha'olam, and this is the perpetuation of the world. Ki loy toyu bro lo sheves yotzra, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 45, Hashem did not create the world for it to be empty. He created the world to be civilized, to be inhabited. Ki ein ha'olam miskayim elo b'shvil Yisrael, shehem mekayimim ha'toyra b'chol dor v'dor. Because the world exists only for the sake of the Jewish people who uphold and fulfill the Torah throughout all the generations. V'heim bi'atzman b'chinas ha'Torah. And the Jewish people are the Torah. Ki oiraisa v'kutche berichu v'Yisrael koilo chad. Because there's a famous statement in the Zohar HaKadosh where it says the Torah, Hashem, and the Jewish people are one. Ukefi haneshama is shebechol dovador, and therefore, based on all the different souls that are in the world, in any given generation, throughout all the generations, kemoikein nischachin chidushin doyreis shebechol dovador, that affects the new revelations in Torah that are revealed in each and every single generation. And that's what defines how the world operates throughout each and every single generation. And this is what the existence of the world is really all about. The existence of the world is all about Hashem functioning through the Torah and through the Jewish people. The light of Hashem that's found in the Torah being studied and being renewed through the Jewish people, and the whole world is plugged into that. The trees, the birds, the technology, everything is wired, is connected to the Torah and to the Jewish people. And according to how the Torah is being developed by the Jewish people who are being developed, that's what's running the world. That's what's defining how the world operates. All the new things and all the changes in the world are being driven by Klal Yisrael and how they relate to the Torah. V'al kein, and therefore, yefsher lo'odom lo'hoyled u'lehamshech neshama v'olam, kiim al yedei b'chinas emunas chachamim, shu b'chinas Torah shebal peh, sheze b'chinas isha yiras Hashem. Therefore, it is impossible to give birth, to produce children, and to draw new souls into the world, unless the person has emunas chachamim, the proper faith in the rabbis, the proper connection to the Torah shebal peh. which is referred to as Isha Yiras Hashem, the woman of valor. Ki kol ha-pe'ulois v'chol ha-hoilodoi shel Adam, shubhin es Torah she-bechsav, i'efsher lasois kiim al yodo, shubhin es Torah she-ba-peh, b'chin es-mun es-chachomim. Because everything that needs to take place in the world, and all of the births in the world that are related to the written Torah, happen unless there's the connection to the oral Torah, which is Emunas Chachamim. Ukemuva b'medrash, as we find in the Medrash, al posuk loy toiv heyoy sodom levadoi, when the Medrash expounds in Parshas Bereishis on the posuk which says that it is not good for man to be alone, es eloy ezer, Hashem says, I will make an assistant for him. The Medrash says there, Odom mevi chitin min hashuk, a person who brings wheat, he purchases wheat in the marketplace, efshe chitim koises, is it possible for him to chew the wheat? No, it has to go through all kinds of processing before it's ready to be used. Odom mevi pishton, a person purchases linen, flax, efshe pishton loivesh, can he dress himself in flax, in linen? No. He's got to take it and process it and prepare it and make it into thread. Kol hadvorim, v'lasos mehem harkova, ad sheyiyu ruyim l'maychol l'malbush, because in order for a person to process and fix all the different things that Hashem has created and make material out of them, make raw materials out of them that can be used, you know, that can be eaten, or that can be the person can wear. Ki kol hadvorim sheboilam kulam al yedei harkovos, because just about everything that we use in the world is not one substance, but rather it's mixtures, it's compounds, it's combinations. Bread is made from flour and water. Every single thing is made from different combinations. Kigoin roiv hamacholim, just like most of the foods that we eat. Shetzrichin levarer hachitin, we have to first go through all the different procedures till we draw out the kernel of the wheat. Ule tochnon, and then we have to grind it. Ule raktom, and then we have to separate the better wheat from the less, the better flour from the less quality flour, the coarse flour from the not so coarse. And then to mix together the flour with water, umelach and salt, vimshar dvorim and other ingredients, kefi masharoitz, and based on how we want it to come out. Va'oz daike nasim izelechem oitavshil, and after it's gone through all those processes, then it becomes bread or whatever other cooked item, kreplach, whatever you want to make from it. The same thing is true regarding clothing, or other similar things. And who's the one who does that? Who makes the bread? Who makes the clothes? Usually it's the woman who sews the clothing. Usually it's the woman who buys the flour and the water and who makes it, turns it into bread. And we know that the woman is rooted in the oral Torah. That's her connection to spirituality. And that's where all of these mixings and matchings take place, in the oral Torah. The oral Torah is the formulas by which we're able to combine different words in the Torah, different letters, different parts. And so too, if we want to talk about giving birth, producing children, it also requires a combination, a compound. This is the whole concept of the different souls going through a process of reincarnation, where different parts of different souls are put together. a neshama from here and a ruach from there and a nefesh from here, different pieces being put together, different building blocks, different Lego pieces before something is sent down to this world. Kemuva b'zoyer HaKodesh, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh, besoid harkovas ha'ilonois, where the Zohar HaKodesh speaks about the secret of grafting trees. We know that those people are involved in agriculture. Sometimes they'll take a tree and take another twig from a different tree and attach it to this tree in order to improve the development and the growth of the tree. This is part, those who study agriculture know that this is a made that the vegetation grow to in the best way. And the Zohar HaKodesh applies that. The Zohar HaKodesh says, we know that man is compared to a tree. Ki odom eitz hasodeh. Ki markivin u'mechabrim zeh hanefesh im zeh haruach. The Zohar HaKodesh shows how in heaven, they take a twig from this tree, they take this nefesh and that ruach, and they put them together. And this process, this mating and matching, this mixing can only be achieved when there's emunas chachamim, when you have the Torah Shebal Peh, which is referred to as the woman. This is why every man is commanded to do whatever they can in order to marry a woman and to produce children from her. To bring the Jewish souls into the world via the woman. This is similar to the concept of bringing forth new revelations in Torah via the Torah Shebal Peh, via the woman. Through the Torah Shebal Peh, we're able to bring forth new laws, new halachas, all kinds of new derivations from the Torah. Paragraph Gimel. Ve'emunas chachomim nimshach al yedei neder kanal b'maimer hanal. And Rabbein Azal explains over there in chapter 57 in the Likutei Moharan that the way that a Jew can achieve, can get to emunas chachomim is through vows. Again, vow is called pele, and the chachomim are referred to as hafle v'fele. Ve'ze b'chinas ma shehabal mefer nidre yishtoi. This will give us an idea as to why a husband has the ability to annul a vow made by the wife. Kikol chius ho'isha u'binyono hu'al yedei baila kamuva. Because the entire source of spiritual life of the woman and the whole building of the woman to build her into a family is via the husband. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, ein ho isha mizboreches, ela mipri bitnoi shelish. A woman only receives the blessing from the product that comes from her husband. Ve'ikar binyono al yedei neder. And the main building up of the woman is achieved through neder, through the vow. Kimishom chiyusukanal. That's where she draws her spiritual life from. Kiyamunas chachomim Torah Shebal Peh b'chinas malchus b'chinas ishiras Hashem binyono v'chiyusa mimkoyim haneder kiyodua. Because the concept of faith in tzaddikim, which is associated with the oral Torah, which is malchus, which is the woman, draws its life, gets built up from the neder, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. We're speaking here about the woman who represents Malchus, the lower Shechina. The Sifrei Kabbalah all teach us that the Malchus, the lower Shechina, the woman, receives her power and gets built up via the upper Shechina, which is referred to as Bina, which is called neder. The word neder is Nun Dor, 50th generation. And we know the number 50 is associated with Bina, the 50 gates of Bina. In Sifrei Kabbalah, this is all very clear. V'chol shoyresh chiyusa, shehu b'chinas neder, and this, the source of the life of the woman who represents Malchus, the Emunah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the source where she draws from, which is neder, hakoil nimshach al yodoy. She receives via the husband, through him, ki hu kolul mishteya b'chinos, because the husband is the combination of both, mitorah shebichsav v'torah shebal peh, the written Torah and the oral Torah. Kigam Torah shebal peh sharosha shebatorah shebichsav, because the oral Torah is rooted in the written Torah. The Gemara says, leka dovad lo remiza bo raisa. There is nothing in the Gemara that is not based on and found in the written Torah. Nimtza, we see therefore, sheshoyresh chiyusa, that the source from which the woman, the Malchus, the Torah Shepapet, draws its life from, shehu b'chinas neder, which is bina, which is neder, nimshach gam ken al yodoy, also has to flow through the husband. Ki ein mekabeles chiyus kiim al yodoy, because she draws her life through the husband. For those that can relate to this, in Hashem's name, Yud Ke Vav Ke, the last He represents the Malchus, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the woman. The first He represents Bina, the upper Shechina, as it's called, the source of life for that last He. But there's a Vav in the middle. The Vav represents the husband, the man. That Vav is the conduit through which Bina, that upper Shechina, the Neder, sends life and light down to the Malchus, to that last Hay. It's Hay, Vav Hay. The upper Hay, which is Bina, which is Neder, sends its light via the Vav, which is the male, the husband, into the lower Hay, which is the Malchus, the Torah Shebaal Peh. V'alkein, and therefore, Habal, the husband, takeif kishenoise isha, as soon as he marries a woman, hu zoiche bahaforas nedoreh, he receives the privilege, the authority, the power to annul any vow she makes. Ki hanedorim shemishom shorosh v'chiyusa, because the vows from which she draws her life, that upper hay, hakoil nimshach al yodoy, she doesn't receive direct from there. It's all flowing through him, through the husband, through the vav. V'alkein beyodoy lehakimam oy lehofreisam. And therefore, he has the authority to accept her vow, to say the vow is okay, I'm okay with it, or to say no thanks, bye-bye vow, it's gone. I hereby am for it. And this is why, after Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us the whole topic of vows, he concludes with the words, Eile hadvorim asher tziva Hashem. These are the words which Hashem has commanded us, bein ish le'ishtoi, between a husband and his wife. What do you mean? All vows are husband and wife? Because vows are related to things that travel, that exist between husband and wife. Because on a spiritual level, the wife, the woman who represents that last hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei, she's the Malchus, she's the Torah Shebaal Peh, and she receives her chiyus via neder, via that upper shechina, it only goes through the husband. So this whole issue of vows is all about husbands and wives. V'zem asham rabbi seinu zal, and this is why the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, page 32, ba'avoin nedorim ishtoi shelodo mesa chas v'shalom. As a result of a man committing sins in the area of vows, that causes his wife to pass away, chas v'shalom. Ki ikar kiyum emunas chachamim, b'chinas isha yiras Hashem, ha'idei neder rakana. Because the main existence of emunas chachamim, of faith in the rabbis, which is the woman of isha yiras Hashem, is dependent on neder. As we explained earlier, v'alkein, and for this reason also, Yaakov Avinu, kishaholach liso isha, when he embarked on his journey to marry a woman, which would produce the Jewish nation, Klal Yisrael, nodar neder. He made a special vow at that time. Ki posuk vayidar Yaakov neder anal, nemar kishaholach lebeis lovan liso isha anal. Because that chapter in the Torah where it speaks about this special vow that Yaakov Avinu made, where he said to Hashem, I'll make a deal with you. If you will provide me the food and the clothes, everything I need, everything I have, I will take off 10%. That special vow was made when Yaakov Avinu was going to the house of Lavan to pick a wife or wives to marry. So we see the connection between the issue of marriage and neder, how these pieces come together. We'll hold it over here for now. Once again, knowing the chapter on the Likutei Moharan definitely helps a person be much